This podcast series is about the Empower Project, which documents the lives of socio-economically deprived people living in the slums of Delhi, India. It investigates the effect place and space has on enterprise, trust, dignity, and aspiration. The project is hosted by the UK's Newcastle University in partnership with local academics. And in this opening episode, we hear from Dr. Baladevan Rangaraju, one of the Indian researchers. But first, let me tell you a little about the project. Sanjay Colony in South Delhi is an informal settlement that was established by garment factory workers in the 1970s who built their houses illegally on government-owned land. Sanjay is a relatively small slum of about 25 acres in which an estimated 50,000 people live, crammed together in about 5,000 three- and four-storey buildings structured around a maze of narrow alleyways. Most residents are economic migrants, and on average, garment workers here earn about £100 a month, about half the living wage. Local men work in poorly ventilated sewing factories, while many of the colony's women work outdoors, surrounded by bags of scrap clothing from the nearby factories, tearing at strips of fabric which are sorted for recycling. The Empower Project is particularly focusing on healthcare facilities, school provision, and the availability of water and sanitation in the different settlements. Access to these amenities is relatively limited in Sanjay Colony. Running water is scarce, and queues of residents form every morning to fill buckets and containers with water from the water tankers, which visit the colony daily. But although cramped and crowded, the houses here are built of bricks and concrete, and the tangle of wires overhead supply electricity to many of the households. Although a slum, the colony is in many ways just like any other urban settlement, with schools, health clinics, corner shops, and religious centres, as Dr. Rangaraju is keen to stress.
So Sanjay Colony is a fantastic example of organic, spontaneous creation and growth of a neighborhood, right? So it's not a planned neighborhood. There were no architects and town planners saying this will be the number of families and places and all of that. And you have everything in that. It's like a mini city. You have schools, you have hospitals, you have clinics, you have, you know, beauty parlors, you have gymnasiums, you have restaurants, you have snack bars. So you have all of those things, and you have people bustling with activity and energy, and you who get up in the morning and go about. The moment a Sanjay Colony person comes out of the colony, it will be difficult for you to say he is from Sanjay Colony, because he's wearing the same kind of clothes that we all wear, and he's going about his job, his day. And so Sanjay Colony is a fantastic example, in my opinion, of how a spontaneously created organic low-income neighborhood is progressing together, all the people coming together and progressing, solving their problems collectively, and not giving up their aspirations.
So how would you sum up the Empower Project?
What we're trying to understand is, so all across the world, we have low-income neighborhoods, millions and millions of people living in what we usually call slum neighborhoods, informal settlements, you know. In all of these places, you would see a deficit of services that you would normally expect from states collecting taxes and all of these things. And so people are, you know, genuinely worried about the living conditions. Do they get the kind of opportunities that others get? And how do they go about, you know, getting those opportunities or collecting those opportunities for themselves or creating those opportunities for themselves? To understand that, we are looking at the situation from a different angle, that is from the perspective of the people who are there. How do they see this? How do they resolve not having these facilities and amenities that they see just across the street, and how do they come to terms with this? What do they do about it, right? That's what we're interested in.
My name is Sanjay Kumar Suman.
And one way of looking at it is asking people questions that would explain how happy they are with their lives, right? At the end of the day, what we all want is to live a life that is fulfilling, to live a life where we are content, satisfied, and where we think that we are doing meaningful things in life, right? How do they go about doing it? And do they have that? How happy they are? How do they live as a community? Do they trust each other? You know, do they come together to solve a problem? We all know that gated communities have residents' welfare associations, right? Those are things where people, as a collective interest group, are able to negotiate with the state, with the political actors, and say, hey, I want this, right? And they are in a place from where they're able to do this because they have the cultural and social capital besides the economic, you know, capital to do this. What about these people? Do they come together? Do they help each other? Do they feel that they are part of a place that they call their own because they think they are safe there? That is what we are trying to look at in our research, you know. So we call it subjective well-being, but along with that, the neighborhood trust, the loyalty, and how the place matters, how happy they are. And then what are they going to do next? How do they plan to move up? Because we're all continuously trying to move up, right? Nobody wants to be stagnant. And in all of this, how much do they depend on themselves? How much they depend on their friends and neighbors? And how much they depend on people, you know, in power? Do they think, you know, the state is going to do this, so I'm going to wait? Or do they get up in the morning and say, okay, these are the things I need to do today, and these are the things that I would be able to do myself. These are going to be done by my friends, and I'm going to get this done by my neighbor. And there's some things that I think we all need to sit together and talk about, right? So gathering data from the community, going and seeing people, putting ourselves in their shoes and seeing how they go about their lives and what they feel and how they solve their problems, gives a clear understanding for us on how, as a community, people come together to come out of their poverty or their difficult situations. It gives for us the basis to look at progress and development as a bottom-up approach.
In future episodes, we'll hear more from Dr. Rangaraju, as well as the residents of Sanjay Colony and the project coordinators, Professor Pauline Dixon and Dr. Steve Humble, who will discuss their findings.